All right, let's touch table on a little bit of football, and then we're right back to Tiger baseballs. Sit tight, guys. I know it's the main thing, but we want to make sure we do a little bit of football. David, music, please.
So let's get into it, guys. Let's talk about some struggling college football teams that need the bounce back this year. Let's talk about them, okay? Let's start with Auburn. Auburn under Hugh Freeze has gone 6-7 and 5-7.
Yeah.
It hasn't looked good. What does a bounce back look like for them this year?
Bouncing Hugh Freeze. I mean, the articles this winter have been disastrous, and into the spring of the guy's more interested in playing golf than he is coaching. The recruiting hasn't been where it needs to be. They don't have a quarterback anyone cares about. You can have Jackson Arnold. I think they made a terrible hire. And, oh, by the way, a terrible hire that took over for a terrible hire in Brian Harsin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which essentially was Jonathan Smith of the South. Brian Harsin was at Boise State. How the hell you end up on the Plains?
Who also went 6-7 and 5-7 in his 2 years.
Correct.
At Auburn.
I'm going to say it needs to be a regime change, but I'll leave it to Rico.
You know what, Mike, that may be the best solution because, David, I was going to say they have to be competing for a playoff spot. Not necessarily getting one, but when you share the state with Alabama, you can't just walk in there and say, hey, you know, we're kind of good. Well, they win. How come we don't? I mean, Kalen DeBoer, if he comes out with another year like this, Bama's not putting up with this. So if I'm Auburn and you're not competing
– yep.
Yeah, you know what? It sucks that you share the state with them, but you got to do better.
Especially the money they put into it. Money isn't a problem.
Well, I hate to transition to the next program from that one, but it seems to be a similar situation here because it's Michigan State. They started 3-0 last year, tumbled to 5-7 with Jonathan Smith.
Sure.
What does a bounce back year look like for them?
David, I would say the same, that you are competing for a playoff spot. You may not get it, but kind of like that, you share the state with Michigan, and Ohio State and Notre Dame are all within a five-hour drive from you. Guess what? National title, been in the playoffs and was runner-up. Like, they're successful. You're not. You're the weakest house on this block. You better do something or your coach is going
to
be fired.
I'll be more specific. Win 8 games, beat Michigan, or take your ass back to the West Coast. And
look at that, just dialed in. And
that's it.
Focused.
8 wins, beat Michigan, or you can go back to Bend, Oregon. Get the hell out of here.
So this next program, I'm not necessarily going to ask what does a bounce back year look like, because I don't think they're going to have a bounce back year, and it's Stanford. They fired their coach in March. They have Frank right there as a one-year interim. How do you get this program back to what it used to be?
You don't.
Well, you're going to walk into the ACC and kick down the doors and – wait, they're in the ACC, right?
Yes.
I mean, David, I don't think anybody expects anything from Stanford. They're just one of those schools that they exist, but you only know them because you see their games on the, hey, remember when we were good channel.
Here's the deal. I agree with everything you guys said. The Troy Taylor thing is a disaster because, look, there were investigations into how he was treating staffers, both male and female. The point is, let's separate bad behavior from coaching quality. It was going to work. He was modernizing Stanford into a modern offense, into that spread option. You fire a coach in the spring, you got a dead man walking, you got the academic standards in an NIL world where they're not going to pay to play, and even if you can pay the people you want to pay aren't smart enough to go to your damn school.
Correct.
Stanford's dead.
No, you're right. He was, if you separate that, it reminded me. It was a lot like Baylor, where Baylor was becoming that football powerhouse. They were just scumbags off the field.
Harvest the organs. The body's dead.
So let's get to a program that's had a coach for an extended period of time here, and that's Kentucky. Mark Stoops there had a 10-3 season in 2018, 8-5, back to 5-6. Again, 10-3 in 2021. Then 7-6, 7-6, 4-8.
Yeah.
What does it need to happen? What needs flow to happen
chart,
there?
Flow chart.
This is crazy.
Flow chart. Auburn. Fire coach.
Wow.
They are spending a bleep load of money in Kentucky. They are active in the portal. Ask Kenny. They signed his buddy Vinny Vandergrift or whatever it is. They're not producing anything.
Well, they just lost their main recruiter. So with Kentucky, and you had to be able to close out games. Like, they are the kings of, we almost won that big game. Did you win? No, but we were close.
I also hate Stoops' offensive philosophy. Got to modernize. It's like a bad version of D'Antonio down there.
Is it Iowa?
It's getting there. It is not. It's not far from it. I just think for the money they're putting in.
Iowa minus the wave. Gotcha.
Yeah, honestly. But Kentucky does have Publix. Pub subs. It could be a win.
Yeah, but you know what? You want the victory pubs, not the sad pub sub.
Fair.
Let's get to another team. I believe this is the ACC. I never remember anymore. It's the Virginia Tech Hokies here,
yeah,
where they've reached the postseason in three out of the last four seasons. But under Brent Pry, they are just 16-21.
Yeah, this is the last stop right here. They were supposed to be really good last year, and they simply weren't. Got dog-walked by Vandy in the opener. This is it for him. And VTech, I view VTech as a place that should be a strong contender. No, not Vic in the national title game, but they should be really relevant.
But going back to Vic, like you got to lock down that DMV area and get all the recruits to go there. That's what you need
to
do.
And again, Beamer balls a long time ago. David, anything short of eight wins down there, Pry should be gone.
And this next one, I'm going to focus on, they don't need a bounce back. I'm just going to say that. They don't need a bounce back because they made the playoff last year.
Then what are you asking for?
Because I need to know, this is Penn State and this is Franklin.
Yeah.
Does he absolutely have to make it to the championship game this season?
I mean, James Franklin right now with the amount
I'm not talking about Big Ten championship game.
No, I'm talking about national championship game because that means he's knocked off some teams that he probably shouldn't have beaten, and that's been the biggest knock on him. Big games, he folds and collapses. He is the living embodiment of the chair drop when it comes to a big game. So, yes, Michigan has won, Ohio State has won. Now it's your turn. Get to the championship game and try not to lose it.
I think he's got to make the playoff. I don't know, man. When you're in a one-and-done format, like look at what happened to the Lions last year. You know,
it's one of those – like Ohio State, man, when you bring the band back together, hey, we're coming back for this run.
I know.
But when he keeps failing in big moments, it's like at some point, you got to make the thing, right?
All
right,
but here's the deal. He makes the playoff and loses. What are you going to do, fire him?
See, that's the you other know, side I mean, of it. You're right.
I get what you guys are doing is idealistic. It's not realistic. Correct. I love it. I agree with it.
Because what you end up doing is it was former at Tennessee. Not good enough.
And then you fall backwards. Yeah.
And you've never recovered. It was USC. It was like a lot of play. Like David, your school, Michigan. It's not good enough. Lloyd Carr, you went and lose three games. Okay,
and
you're fine.
You have Rich Rod and Brady Hoke. And,
so, yeah, it's one of those, yes, be careful what you ask for. Because in this day and age, just because you're Penn State doesn't mean that people are going to quit their job and come running to be your head coach.
That is your College Football Blitz.